So this is my third attempt at making an audio bill. I haven't done one of these in a while. Driving in between jobs right now, so I probably shouldn't really be making one while I'm driving. But I really wanted to make one because I have a long drive, and it's kind of boring. So, but yeah, it's my third attempt. I tend to ramble on these things, and it's not good for the 5-minute time constraint. Absolutely not. I wish there's some way I could make these podcasts longer without all my hesitatory uhs and ums. Hesitatory, I don't even know if that's a word. But anyways, it means an adverbial form of hesitation, I guess. But today I wanted to talk about a topic that's been on my mind lately, recently, and that is stress. And my other job tonight, going to be hosting a group therapy session, and this topic tonight is on balanced lifestyles. And I really didn't know off the top of my head what I wanted to present for that group until last night. I did a little bit of research. It took me about a good hour till I finally decided, you know, I'm just going to focus on talking about stress, because, you know, the more and more I think about it, I mean, I was just stressed looking for this topic, a little bit, not heavily, but, you know, and everywhere I look nowadays, everyone is so stressed out, and, you know, I decided, well, I'll make it worthwhile, and, you know, I'll try and make it a good group, and I'll talk about stress. And I think everyone has heard all the ways to cope with stress, all the things that cause stress. That's not really what I wanted to talk about today, but I wanted to talk about, well, actually I did want to talk about ways of coping with stress, but kind of put it in a new perspective, perspectives that people more or less just take for granted and never really consider. There's a good quote by Henry David Thoreau that says, most men lead lives of quiet desperation. And what that basically means is it applies very well to modern-day American society. Most people just blindly go about their lives and really aren't conscious of what they're doing. Their lives are on autopilot, and they're so lost in the meaning of life and the meaning of happiness. You know, they seek it, but if you seek happiness, you're not going to find it. It's not one of those things that you can really seek for. It just is. It is what it is. But, yeah, you know, I see so many people today doing that. And it's really simple. There's an author out there called, I'm a huge fan of, a New Age author named Eckhart Tolle. And he talks about living in the present moment. And you think about it, all stress really is caused from some kind of past experience in one form or another. And even if we're worried about the future, that is some way attributed to the past, you know. Our perception of worry is created by some past experience that may be similar to what we are expecting to happen. And usually if we expect something bad to happen, it's going to happen in a negative fashion. Oh, 1 second, making a left-hand turn here. Okay. So, yeah, it's all about perception, really. And Eckhart Tolle just tells us to, you know, not worry about the past, not worry about the future, just live life as is. And, you know, it seems easier said than done, but really it's not all that difficult to understand. Good exercise you can do is just look at where you're at right now, just look at what's around you. You know, take a deep breath before you do it to clear your mind, meditate, and just look around what's around you, and just try and clear your mind. And, you know, you may be worried about bills and stuff you have to pay. You may think your life is ruined because you don't have a whole lot of money, but it's important to look at the facts, not the perception of the facts. And that is what the key is to look, or the key at looking at things in a new perspective. And hopefully that'll help you out. Peace and love.